Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Daily Friends Rant. I'm your host, Nicholas Lama, today joined by Herman Pretorius. We're going to be only talking about one topic today, and that is the polling results that the IRR has recently released to the public. We're asking the question, what is it that South Africans really think? Very often, particularly when it comes to race-based legislation, an argument is made that, whether a policy like BEE or preferential procurement or, name your favorite sort of government policy is being enacted, that, even though it has downsides, sure, it's something that's demanded by the people, that South Africa's people are very racially obsessed, that they're hungering for some kind of redress. And the sort of implication is always that if there isn't this great social engineering program to rectify the past, that South Africa will fall into an abyss of chaos, violence, and the horror that's from which we shall never emerge. But when you actually ask South Africans what they think about various issues, you find that people tend to be far more common sense, moderate, focused on prosperity, want other South Africans to do well, and other such things. So, Herman, the Institute of Race Relations recently did this whole survey of, we do this every year and we've done it for many years, of what South Africans' attitudes were on a variety of topics. You gave a presentation today, which you can find on the Institute of Race Relations YouTube channel, where he broke down all of the stuff in detail. But do you just want to sum up a little bit what the kind of basic ideas that came out of your asking South Africans what they think polling did?
Yes, so I think four key takeaways stood out from the data. Number one is that there truly is a renewed sense of cautious optimism in South Africa. And that renewed sense of optimism does correspond to the May elections this year when the ANC lost its majority and the Government of National Unity took power. To put that in context, we asked two questions. Is your life better today than it was 5 years ago? Is it the same? Is it worse? And looking at 2022 and 2023 and 24, the worst category, people saying that life today is worse than 5 years ago, in 2022 was 54% of respondents saying life has become worse. That dropped slightly to 48% in 2023, and it dropped again to 34% in 2024. So there seems to be a gradual vibe across the country of people saying, life today is better than it was 5 years ago. But the more interesting question almost is looking ahead, 5 years from now, do you see your life? Do you think your life will be better, the same, or worse? Worse in 2022 was 44%. That fell to 34% in 2023. And in 2024, that fell again to 25%. So only a quarter of South Africans, down from about a half to a quarter of South Africans, now believe that life over the next 5 years will be better than it is today. And at the same time, 48% of South Africans believe life will be better 5 years from today than was the response when we asked that in 2023, when it was 36%, in 2022, when it was 34%. However, at the same time, the don't know, I don't know if life is going to be better 5 years from now, has been gradually building from 13% to 16% to 20%. So while there's an overall feeling that life 5 years from now will be better than it is today, and while there's certainly optimism there is this cautious question mark of people increasingly don't know if life will be better 5 years from now. And we interpret that as a cautious optimism based on this political change, the ANC losing its majority and the GNU coming to power, with the GNU, of course, unlocking a whole new political dynamic. And this survey also giving us some insights on that front.
So, Herman, why don't you take us through some of the other findings of what, so how South Africans actually view the state of the country? So, as you know, in broad terms, there's this kind of building optimism, but questions remain, like how do people feel about race relations?
Yes, so this basis, we essentially we call it a basis of hope. This basis of hope gives the GNU some political room to maneuver. We see that the parties that have joined the GNU have either seen their numbers stabilize, increase slightly, or increase a lot. The ANC, the DA, their numbers seem to have nudged up a bit from the May elections. But then we see the IFP up 2 points, the PA up 2 points, the Freedom Front Plus up 1 point, Rise and Zanzi up a point, the UDM up a point. All of these GNU parties seem to be gaining the benefit of this cautious optimism and a bit of doubt there, where MK and the EFF, these parties really quite radical and ironically race-based in their rhetoric, declining from 15% to 12% and 10% to 7% respectively for these two parties, giving sort of the GNU a benefit of the doubt, at least for now, that can operate on the basis of healthy race relations. 53% of South Africans believe race relations have improved since 1994. When asked, have you personally experienced racism in the last 5 years? 63% say no, and 34% say yes. So it's a 2-to-1 ratio of positive race experience in the last 5 years. Then we ask, all this talk of racism and colonialism by politicians, is it trying to find excuses for political failures? Do you agree or disagree with this statement? And 67% of South Africans say yes, this talk of racism, colonialism, apartheid, this is politicians trying to play the racial blame game, and South Africans don't really have time for that. But I think on race relations, the clincher for me is this question: do the races of South Africa need each other for progress in the country, and should there be full opportunity for all? A stonking 87% of South Africans agree with that statement, with only 11% disagreeing. That is the basis of solid race relations. It gives exposure to the lie that this country is a racial ticking time bomb, and much sort of to the detriment of the race hustlers, it shows that what South Africa needs isn't divide and conquer by race, but an opportunity-based society, because the data also indicates that job opportunities, education, this is what people of all race groups want.
Right, so specifically on that point, one of the other things that we did in the survey was we asked people, we gave them sort of two propositions. Do you think this approach to fixing the country's problems will be better, or do you think this approach to fixing the country's problems will be better? Kind of comparing a sort of far more redistributionist model to one that encourages growth in a lot of these questions. And Herman, why don't you take us through a couple of what those responses were?
Yeah, so those were particularly fascinating. When we ask South Africans what should be the national priority, the issue of job creation and unemployment won by a country mile. We then delve deeper into that question of, right, if jobs are going to be the national priority, what should government focus on? Should government focus on social welfare support or on job creation? And of course, job creation won out. 83% of South Africans saying government should focus more on job creation than social grants. Then we also asked, between many people in South Africa are without work, which one of the following two ways do you believe is the best way to create jobs? Option number one, the government must remove barriers to economic growth and allow businesses to create jobs, or the government must create more public sector jobs paid for through higher taxes. 63% of South Africans said option one, remove barriers to economic growth, get businesses on the front foot, and allow them to create jobs. And just to drive the point home, we even included in our presentation this morning a little quote from Cyril Ramaphosa that he made in February 2022, when he said, "We all know that government does not create jobs, business creates jobs." So we then asked, in terms of empowerment policy, do you want to continue with BEE, affirmative action policies that operate at management levels, ownership deals, preferential tenders? Or do you think something like a voucher-based empowerment program for education, housing and healthcare would be preferable for empowerment? 81% rejecting affirmative action and BEE, saying if we want to empower people, let's give them choice, let's truly empower them. And something that stood out for me from the data is that South Africans no longer want to be subjects with interests. They want to be citizens with aspirations. And the quicker the political parties of the country make this shift, that they're not patronizing the people of South Africa, they're not here to govern in a paternalistic, oh, we know what's best way, the quicker the political benefit of that will accrue. And it'll just unleash the potential of South Africa, really, to just reach for the stars and accomplish great things that we haven't been able to for 100 years.
No, that's exactly a really good point. And I think this really shows that there's this great moderate majority who are just waiting there for the GNU to actually enact some changes in this country. They would back the GNU if the GNU adopted some important reforms. It's now up to the politicians to kind of meet the people where they are and actually start changing the country's economic and political systems away from something that's focused on political patronage, on feeding special interest groups, on ideological self-aggrandizement towards actually growing the economy and making people's lives better.
Absolutely. And that is why we called this presentation What SA Can Be. And, you know, our late great CEO, John Kane Berman, always held fast that the people of South Africa are decent, moderate, hardworking people that form a countervailing force to the most destructive ideas that has wreaked havoc in this country. The GNU is no silver bullet, but it is a political change, a new political chapter that really is there for the taking in terms of South Africans stepping up and, as you say, politicians meeting South Africans there where we are ready to solve problems. This isn't a country divided by race. This is a country united by a desire that this place work and that we create jobs and that we create opportunities. It's not rocket science. It's just good old evidence-based, get the work done thinking that the GNU could benefit from massively.
Right. Our enemies are not each other. Our enemies are poverty. And the sooner we slay that beast, the better it will be for all of us, rich or poor, black or white, whatever other metric you want to measure South Africans by. All right. That's all the time we have for today. We hope you found the show interesting. That's a wrap.
The Daily Friend Show and The Daily Friend are a project of the Institute of Race Relations, the IRR. The IRR is a think tank which was founded in 1929 to study race relations in South Africa and works to change government policy to improve race relations through non-racialism and to ensure the prosperity of all South Africans. If you like our work and would like to support us, please go to irr.org.za and click Support the IRR. Or you can go to thedailyfriend.co.za and click the Fund Us button.